Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a very special guest live in studio, Chef Ty Dang from Crying Tiger, a new lettuce entertain you restaurant in River North, which haven't been to yet. I can smell the food you brought us. I can't wait to sample it, Chef. So we appreciate you coming in and joining us. I was telling you before we started, I drive past every day on my way into the station. The exterior is very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. But first off, thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. This is great. Let's just talk about the restaurants. Your history with lettuce and the idea behind it, Southeast Asian restaurants in River North. Also, I would just like to point out that lettuce has somehow cracked the code where they have all these restaurants and they're all good. Like, they have cracked the restaurant code.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
How could you not when you're in business for over 50 years?
Exactly.
Right?
They know what they're doing. So this is just another one from lettuce that I'm sure will be very popular in River North. But let's just talk about Crying Tiger. Give us an idea of what people can expect when they visit your restaurant.
I mean, over the top.
Good.
Nice. Design-wise, you know, we activated the space and design with David Collins Studio, who designed Tradita.
Which is a few buildings over from us and it is an unbelievable space.
Correct. And so expect sort of an Asian version of that.
Very
Southeast
cool.
Asian. Crying Tiger is a Southeast Asian concept. We have a lot of dishes that, I was inspired by from my travels. I'm Vietnamese. I have Hai Su down in Pilsen, Cafe Da. So, you know, I've been in that space of just cooking Vietnamese food. And then, you know, this concept came about is my love for Southeast Asian flavors and textures and everything about it. I love traveling there. And so when I met with the Melmans and Amarit, the managing partner, we just got along so well because we knew the flavors, we knew what we wanted. We traveled extensively throughout Southeast Asia with each other.
Oh, nice.
And when we came back, I put up a lot of dishes, and I have a chef that helps me, Matt Ridden, who is a partner as well in the mix, and he really helped kind of get me to understand lettuce culture. You know, well,
how would you define the lettuce culture?
It's amazing.
Yeah,
to be honest, I'm having the best time of my life being with a group that is so organized, that has so much. Obviously, every organization has its difficulties or problems, whatever, right? But when they scale, they scaled and solved their problems already. And so coming into a system that supports me in what I do, and people always ask me, like, you don't look tired at all. You don't look like you're beat.
You don't look tired,
no,
Chef.
No.
You're fantastic.
But maybe that's just me. You know, I'm always on, as my friends would tell me. But I enjoy it. I'm having a blast, and working with lettuce has been an amazing journey.
So how does this concept start? Does lettuce approach you? Do you approach lettuce? They know your work. How does it all, the whole concept, kind of come together?
You know, my relationship with lettuce goes back in 2008 when I first moved here for L2O, which was one of the fine dining restaurant within lettuce division. And our relationship stems from, I did my first pop-up at Ramen San.
Nice.
In River North,
right there.
And that's where I met Amrit. And he was starting his career out. And as I am building out Haisu and doing what I'm doing, he's also killing it there, creating fun brands, brands that I love. My wife and I would order Ramen-san to go because their packaging was so cool, right? And then as the years progress and, you know, Haisu was Amrit's wife's like favorite restaurant. And we kept in touch throughout the years, and he would invite me to openings, and we had dinner together, and he pitched me the idea of the group wanting to look at opening up a restaurant that is in that kind of realm. And so once we met and we had dinner together, and then we traveled together, it was just like...
It worked.
It worked. It was so organic, though, too, right? When you meet with people and you work with people that... and you, mutual respect and understanding of one another's like strengths and what we contribute to, it was just a given that this restaurant was going to happen, and in such a great space too.
It's an amazing location.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like Lettuce has, and there's a spot right next to it, right?
Gus's
is there.
Sip and Dip.
It's only a matter of time before Lettuce takes over the entire city,
which I'd be okay with. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. We've talked to a couple people like yourself that work for Lettuce, and they've been there for a really long time, and that says a lot about probably the company itself, right?
Yeah.
That it's a great experience that you don't want to go away from there. And Kevin wasn't kidding about the smell of what you brought in here.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of about to start drifting over there like a cartoon, basically. But let's talk about the menu here and what you brought in and what people can look ought to plan on trying when they come in to visit. So what'd you bring in for us, Jeff?
So I brought you a few signature items, but there are a lot of signature items.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we spent years in traveling together, and when I was looking at the menu and, you know, with everyone, we wanted to give nuances of Southeast Asia in what we do, flavor-wise, the way it looks, texture, all that stuff. So I brought you this really cool one. Have you had a shrimp toast?
No, I don't think so.
It's like chopped up shrimp on the...
Chinese, like, style shrimp toast. Well, I use a Chinese donut.
Oh.
And stuffed it.
All right.
Fry it. It's
sweet.
Killer dish.
Stuffed
and then
donut.
There's a version that you will get at Thai restaurant called Waterfall Beef. And we use West Home Wagyu beef.
Oh, wow.
For this. And so it's nice and soft. But the dressing is very fresh. Every single bite is like a journey through Southeast Asia. And then obviously with a little hint of Thai, right? Because, you know, Thai cuisine is... I love Thai cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I fell in love with it when I first had it, even here in the U.S., and I extensively traveled there beyond the R&D phase. And so I always loved it. But we have some commonality in our cuisine, and especially these countries that are next to each other, right? It's inevitable that you are going to share same ingredients, but you present it differently. And so mixed with a Nam Jim sauce that I made using a Thai seasoning called Golden Mountain, and this sauce is just divine, with this crispy prawn toast. Another one is pork belly that we roast at two different temperature. And my love of that dish it stems from my travels throughout Hong Kong. I've been going to Hong Kong for the past 6 years. I consult out there, so I was out every quarter for 3 weeks there. And so I fell in love with Cantonese cooking and understanding Szechuan cooking, all this stuff, and all these flavors and spices that I've never had before. But I love Chinese style roast pork. But then I have a restaurant in Pilsen right next to Don Pedro's Carnitas where I would get family meal for the team. So I came up with a way to roast this pork belly where it renders its own fat, but then the fat cooks the pork belly just like Carnitas.
All right.
But then it roasts like Hong Kong style roast pork.
Wow.
Right? So there's a lot of things that goes into it. So that's what I brought for you.
What?
Oh, my. Thank you so much for that.
What made you want to be a chef? Because I can just see you love talking food, obviously. I
mean, yeah.
But all chefs do, of course, but there are some chefs who maybe get into a little bit more detail, which you are currently doing. Like, what makes you, where does this all stem from? Just your love of food and cooking and all of that?
I mean, ever since I was little, when the Iron Chef, the old Iron Chef, you ever watched the old Iron Chef?
The old Japanese ones are sweet,
It's the coolest thing. I mean,
super intense.
I didn't even want to watch cartoons or any other show. I wasn't even, like, watching Disney, whatever, you know, or Cartoon Network. It was Iron Chef, the Food Network channel.
Oh, that was your Ninja Turtles. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, I geeked out, right? And to see these chefs, but also, I started really young. My mom was very encouraging. You know, coming from an Asian family, you hear stories of parents wanting you to be a doctor, an engineer, a lot of pressure. For me, they were so free with me.
That's amazing.
I'm the youngest of six brothers and three sisters.
Wow.
We came with nothing. But my parents never really emphasized on what they want us to do, but more of what I wanted to do, especially with me. My siblings call me kind of spoiled. Like, mom's...
They took it easy
on
you.
Yeah, they took it easy
on me. Follow your dreams.
Yeah,
one of those.
But anyways, she was very supportive, and right out of high school, I knew I wanted to go to culinary school, so I just really dove deep.
Nice.
And I cooked when I was like 15, 16 at an Italian restaurant that was like paying me under the table.
Yeah.
I won't name the name. The
restaurant. Is it still open?
It's still around.
Oh, okay.
It's still around. Yeah.
Statute of limitations. Yeah.
I cannot wait to try the food. I cannot wait to visit the space. It's open already.
It's open already.
So what's the... Do you guys doing big takeout in River North, or is this like a big special occasion
place, or a little bit of everything? We're going to activate, you know, takeout. We open with a lot of love and support. And plus, Lettuce has such great infrastructure that you know, with their frequent dining program, and people were able to get, you know, first dip on reservation. And so then once we open up to the public, we've just been slaughtered.
Sweet.
Like, literally. So, you know, it's been really cool to see the feedback and overall. But yeah.
Holidays pretty much here, and I know people love doing a dinner downtown. This would be a great, maybe something a little different other than a steakhouse or maybe Italian. Perfect spot, right? Try it out during the holidays.
Yep.
We were kind of joking off air, but I think I want to do this where I bring my family out, start doing brunch at your one restaurant at Hai Su,
yeah.
And then dinner at Crying Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, or vice versa.
Vice versa, or we do both. I mean, let's go back and forth.
You know, we have the Cafe Da for Vietnamese coffee.
Nice.
Oh.
So you could, that's a you know, all day kind of thing. And then
where's the cafe?
It's right next to Hai Su.
Okay.
But then I have one at the University of Chicago as well.
Nice.
But yeah, Hai Su is dinner Wednesday to Sunday. So yeah, good swap.
Let's make it happen.
You can hit them all, Mike.
Yeah.
The food scene, everyone that comes on this podcast, we just talk about the Chicago food scene in general. It is amazing in Chicago. We know this. All the different neighborhoods. Downtown is loaded with unbelievable restaurants. I love Pilsen. Mm-hmm. I still miss Dussek's, maybe my all-time favorite restaurant in Chicago. R.I.P. Dussek's. I love you forever. It's just an amazing culinary city. You can get anything you want at a high level, pretty much.
Yeah, I fell in love with Chicago the minute I landed. When I worked here, I was like, man, this is cool. And as I progressed as a chef and gotten to know a lot of chef friends and dine at their restaurant, but the community is really supportive. We throw down for one another when things come about for fundraising and events. And I just love how supportive we are of one another, and everyone has a space.
It does seem that I'm sure not everyone, but it does seem that the food scene in Chicago, whether it's the restaurants or people who have just kind of become at home chefs and doing stuff to raise money. We've talked to plenty of people who are, you know, John selling pizzas in an alley, Billy's making pizzas, raising money. It does feel like a pretty tight knit community, the food world here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah, for sure. And especially our own Jean Manchet Awards here, right? That celebrates Chicago. And this year we were nominated for Restaurant of the Year.
Awesome.
Along with three other restaurants. But it's an awards show where we all come together. It's really cool. And so, yeah, the restaurant community here is very nice, very welcoming, very supportive, and I just love it.
Crying Tiger is the newest restaurant in River North from our friends at Let Us Entertain You. Chef Tai Dang, location 51 West Hubbard. You will not miss it, as we started the conversation. Beautiful exterior. The inside looks amazing as well. And, of course, the delicious food from Chef Tai Dang. We appreciate you coming in. This was great.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to be taking photos of everything we try here, so people come back to the website to see the photos of what we're doing. And you're going to get as hungry as we are right now, I think.
And follow Crying Tiger on Instagram. I'm sure you're on Instagram too, right, Chef?
Uh-huh.
What's your handle?
Tai Dang.
Tai Dang.
Yep.
I should be following you already, Chef. Thank you again for joining us. We appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you for having
Go
me.
Check out Crying Tiger, 51 West Hubbard Street, corner of Dearborn. Hubbard and Dearborn in River North, Sunday through Thursday, 4 to 10. Friday and Saturday, 4 to midnight, CryingTiger.com. Go check them out. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thanks again to Chef Tai Dang for joining us. This is the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.